The chuve in Ebenezer of the neighborhood child out. So it is addressed to his good Hagoyen Fivish. Now, so Fivish mentioned they're discussing a certain Bishmuel and Bishmus Yaakov Sasogi and the Bishmuel, but in connection with that Bishmuel and Bishmus Yaakov Hasoge, so the Mechutin of the Nebihude, he assumed, on the basis of a Shalom Zichumis Marampad, Ramiya Padve. So, but Ramiya Padve has reference to an Iberis Aldas. So suppose if the woman is Iberis Aldas, so the Maram Padre says that in connection with a woman who is in Veres Adas and she doesn't want to be divorced, so then he should tell him to be Migamesh Abal Koch rather than give him a heter to Bineisei Isho Alish, to Bineisei Isho Alish. And then the Maram Padre mentions the Maram Padre mentions the Nebuki Yitzhak being vomits. The Tshuva Yudgimu in Maram Padre. So the Nebuki Yitzhak, Daf Samachel, the vomits, says that there is a difference between the Chirim Rabbi Gershi, Shalom Yiso Yisho Arishtei, and the Chirim Rabbi Gershi, Shalom Garishi, Shalom Alkoch. In respect to the Chirim Rabbi Gersh, Shalom Yisro Yishal Mishtei, so even if there is a good cause as to why he should be allowed to marry another woman, so then he requires Rabbi Gersh was misaken that he has to have a het amir rabbani. Mashiriki, in respect to the Chirim not to be garish bal kocho, so wherever there is a reason as to why he should not, he should be allowed to be the Arisher, so he doesn't even require a Hetamir Rabboni. In other words, the Hetamir Rabboni, Rabbi Gershi, applied only in respect to Yisro Shnei Roshi, but not in respect to Migarish Yisro Bal Koch. So the Nuki Yisef says, that where she's in the Beres Adas, So then it can be Garsha Bal Kocho even if she doesn't want. And she doesn't require, it's not necessary that he should get a Hetamir Rabboni. In other words, the Halacha of Hetamir Rabboni is only Shayach Rigabei Shteinoshi, but not Rigabei Garsha Shabal Kocho. So all that the Mukhiyesev says is that there is a difference between the Chirem Misa Acheres and the Chirem Migarish Bal Kocho. The Chirem Migarish Bal Kocho, there is no Hetamir Rabboni, only in regard to the Chirem of Misa Acheres. So the Mele, the Meir Padre, passes that if a woman is in the Beres Adas, so he applies the Shite of Mukhiyesev. So then, if she's a Beres Adas, so then basically tells him to be Migarish Bal Kocho rather than to give him a heter to be this to Miso Mishalish. So the Mechutin of the Nebihude, he applies it to every other case where there is a mitzvah, let's say, show you join. Show you John, be loyal. So the Gemara says that he's Megarisha. So the question is, now that there is a feeling of humiliation, what should he do? What should he do? So he says, so he should be garish of alcohol rather than give him a heter to Liso Yishalish. That's the psak of the Mechut of the Lehute. And the Lehute is chirik on the psak of his Mechut. And he says, no, that in such a case, he is not chirik. He is not chirik on the psak of the Maram Padre. But, because the Maram Padre is referenced in the Vergas of Das, Masheike, here we are dealing with a woman where she showed you chonim the loyal. So in such a case, in the Huda Pas means that we should give him a heter to be Nezer Isha Oishke, but that he is not allowed to be Megara Shabako. Why? So he says as follows. Vami loike nomdi. In other words, the question is, what is Mocho? There are two chomim. There is the chirem, two chomim by Rabbi Eliashi. One chirem is the chirem, and the other chirem is not Megara Shabako. So the Mechut no, then the Yehude holds, and that this is the sheet of the Nesagdeo also, that the Chirem of Niso Yishal Ishtay is more homo than the Chirem, than the Yisa of Megara Shabako. But the Yehude says no, that the Chirem of Megara Shabako is much more homo than the Chirem Niso Yishal Ishtay. Why? Why do you די באמס יש חומו גירש בלקום חומו ניסה אחרס והראי די חירם שלו ניסה אחרס כמו הגוין בוזמן הגוין מי זה רבי נגרש עד סביב לא יותר חמיש וחירם שלו נגרש בלקום חומו לא ימוצינו בשום מוקים שכמו הבא זמן ועד רבי רויסי באיזה תשובה בפורה שלא יקומה בזמן So that's one ray that this is Mohammed. First of all, that is not Eli Oter. Who says that the Chirem Shalom Niso Yisho Alishte so has his man up to the Eleth Ashishi. But after the Eleth Ashishi, Rabbi Gersh was not Geza. Rabbi Gersh not Geza. So who says that? That's a Jewish Rashi. The Marik mentions it in the name of the Rashi, the Marik. So that's the Rashi. But the Yam Shoshleime in Pirik Bob of Yibomes, Simon Memhei, he is Chirik HaRashbo. And he says, Meirom Ushamanu Tavot Hazeh, where did the Rashbo get it? He says, all the Rishetim, Rabbi Rutenberg, and Rabbi Netam, and they mention it, time and time again, the Chirik Rabbi Gershi, that Shalom Yitzho Shnei Roshi, and no one of the Rishetim mentions that there was a time limit set to that Chirik. So he is Masik. And then, Even according to the Rashi, so that Rabbi Gershon himself put the time limit only after Eleth Hashishi, but they all say that Rabbi Yotam, he was really satur the Chirim Rabbi Yotam Konel Rabbi Gershon. And Rabbi Yotam, so he certainly did not put the time limit, Rabbi Yotam. Even if we assume, like the Rashi, that Rabbi Gershon himself put it on him, but Rabbi Tam in his Takones, he reaffirmed the Takone of Rabbi Gershon. So as far as the Takone of Rabbi Tam is concerned, so it certainly continues even in the Eleth Hashishi. So and then assuming that there is at Elef Achami only at Elef Hashish. So in other words, so that's Israel. So the Raya of the Yehuda is so the Mele. If we say that Rabbi Yosh himself imposed the Chirim only to Elef Hashish, and in respect to Shalom Gash Bal Kocho, he didn't impose any time limit. So the Mele, the Yisrael, the Garish Bal Kocho is more homo now, because after all, the Yehuda was already in the Eleth Hashish. So that is Israel. Then he says something else. And but the Chutn of the Yehude mentioned Marami Padve. So he says, Avon Kavonas, Harav Meya Padve Ali is Daiti, who Mishum, the Veres Aldas. The whole man she Veres Aldas in its own Gaush. Because even though only if she was Mamish Mizami, then he's also to live with her. But if she's the Vera Saldas, she's a Putze, but she was not Mizami, then she's not a Sorti. But there is a mitzvah in being the Gaush. So Mimele, the Barami Padre has referenced the Vera Saldas. So the Geirashim in the Gemore is a mitzvah. So then in such a case, so if, let's say, she doesn't want to be divorced, so we tell him to be begarish about her mother than to give him a head there, or to be lazy, he shall wish our mother who has only would be near Gesachakim Bikashas, should move to the Kai, they should be to the Garsho, Kid Muhammad the Bachet, Miss Mikutes Wash. So he says, the Marami Padre applies it only to the case of the Veres Aldas. Because in Veres Aldas, there is a mitzvah here, she didn't even think about it. Even though she's not a soul. But there is still a mitzvah. So the Mele and all the Poskim say that if a woman was not Mizan, but she is the Veres Aldas. So then, there is only a mitzvah to be regarded here if she doesn't have children. If she was Mizan, then it's a child of children, so she's a surani. Even if she becomes a Baal Shuve, so she's a Sorti. But if she was not Mizan, she is just an Iveres Aldas. So she is named Maisa Kritzes. So then there is a mitzvah in the Gerash. But if she does Shuve, then there is no mitzvah in being Mikarish. Then it's like being Mikarish any other woman. Just because in the past she was named Maisa Kritzes, so it doesn't give him any license to be Megalisha. So she has the same status as any other woman if she does shuv. So the Mele, he says, here we cannot tell him that he should be Nesei Ishawish. Because suppose he'll be Nesei Ishawish. Right now, she's Neveres Aldas. She doesn't do shuv. But maybe a year later, she'll do shuv. So then, if a year later she'll be Tshuve, so then the question will arise, why should we leave with his second wife? The first wife is already a Baal Shuve. And there is no mitzvah of divorcing a Neveres Aldas with the Tshuve. So the Mele, we cannot tell him, we cannot give him a heter. Basically, we cannot give him a heter to marry another woman. Because if he marries another woman, and if we had been sure that the first wife, will never do tshuva, so then we would give him a heta to marry another woman, rather than giving him a heta to be garish alcohol. But it's very likely that she'll be tshuva. And if she'll be tshuva, so then it will be b'avere, the fact that he lives with the second woman. After all, the first wife is the Baal Shuve. So mainly because of that, we should be very saldas, we hold man, she very saldas, we told the gash. Aber the vada im chos on mute in the egg is a kid in kashres, she would only kaimo. When she meets all the gash, she'll keep moving with the rachem. We see more kutes war, we have kasm cheke, we will be shmuel. We in kei, as a matter of fact, the Rambam of Rachami says that if she does shuve, so then she does not have a din of the Veres Aldas. And the Rambam says it in regard of Yitzis Beruim Ksuv. So that's the aloche, that if a woman is Veres Aldas, and he divorces her, he doesn't have to give her Ksuv. But if she does shuve, then he has to give her Ksuv. So actually, this is really mentioned in Rambam. V'im kei, bishlim ali garsho bal kocho, ki bishal kalponim bishas gerash, mitzve kovi, lo ishai achir rabbi gersh, aval eich yiso acheres, shema ta hakei tar zero rishenu limute, v'yiu lei beiz noshim sheleis, v'yeish bo zachir rabbi gersh. So there, if she becomes a Balashupe, so he'll be Mechuye to comply with all the obligations that a Baal is Mechuye Mishte of Sheikh Susveinu and everything. And how can we give him a heter to marry another woman? Right now, she's in Kutze, she's in Varasaldas, so he's not Mechuye to live with the first wife. But let's say a year later, she'll become a Balashupe. He'll be mechuyev in Sheikh Susveinu. He'll be mechuyev to live with her. And how can you live with this woman and that woman? That will involve the chayav b'negashi. He'll be living with two women. So mainly because of that, the Maram Kadme paskens that by veres al das, the only way is to give him a heter to be negashi al kocho. And Rabbi Negashi was not gezer under such circumstances. At Masha'enke, in the case of Shoes Hashoni Veloyoldo, then the Marampadre wouldn't say that we are Migarish Bal Kocho. So then, since it's a question of two alternatives, either to be Eiver under Chir Rabbi Negarish Shal Isa Shtigoshi, or to be Eiver under Chir Rabbi Negarish of Migarish Bal Kocho, so since the Chirim Shal Migarish Bal Kocho is Mocholo, so then we have to give him a heter to be nasei isho alishte, and then it will be told in the 2 days. It's because there are more mentions in the first thing, 2 days, whether Rabbi Negashin was misaki shall release or shnei noshim bimokimitzvah. Let's say show you chonim aha. So one day is that she doesn't even need the hetameravoy. But there is another day that Rabbi Negashin's chelem applies even b'mokim mitzvah, like show yuchonim. So the mele, so we pass the chum. So in the case of show yuchonim v'lo yoldo, so then he's not allowed to be migarish al kocho, but with a heta meir abonim, then he can marry another woman. He can marry another woman. And then he says, and then he mentions another ayah. And then he mentions another ayah. This is, that the other ayah he mentions, one ayah he mentions here that the chayrem shall be garish bal kocho is much more homo than the chayrem of Yisra Shtei Noshim, because in regard to the chayrem of Shal Migarish Bal Kocho, so the Rashba says that the Rabbi Migarish imposed the time. But then in Shuba and Zion, he mentions another ayah. And the other ayah is really a strong ayah, the other ayah. In Shuba and Zion, this is Shuba Aleph. And then in Shuba and Zion, there again, he discusses it with, he argues with his mechuyev. And there is the tshuva where he discusses his big chiddush. I discussed it in the first chapter. The big chiddush of the Yehudim, that if somebody appoints a shliach to migarish bal kocho, so even the eved, the girish is ineffective. Why? Because the Yehudish is that where there is a real aveira in the shliches, so then even according to the first lashon of Teisves in Bon Metzie, so the shliches is fine. Teisves mentions that two rishim, it's all right. So there we are. So there, so his mechutin was chilikani underneath with his psalm. So Memela he answers it back. So there he says, and then the mechutin of the Yehuda said, how can you apply the halacha even according to the second lashon? That where someone appoints a shliach to do a dvar avera, so then the shliches, so the kedusha is not even chal. Kein domar li v'Yisroel tzeh v'kadosh v'isho k'dusha, according to the lashon of Yiboy Yovit, Yiboy Yovit, so we say the shliach v'avera. So this is the second lashon says that the shliches is, that the kedusha is not chal. So, but how can you say that if somebody appoints a shliach to migarish ishtei bal kocho, sees it involves the chiyuv rabbi migarishin, so the gerush is not chal. Hier zogen die Rabbonon, dieses Kriegabunjahr, Schikutu, Bir, Mohammed und Nisan Rabbonon. So, according to that Russian gateways, that the Jewish, the Jewish, that how only when it involves in Israel, I say, but not when it involves only in Israel. Then he doesn't say. So this is what the Mechutlun, the Buddha said. So in Yeshuva and Zayin, so he's Mare Shevam against his Mechutlun. He said that the Trimah ben Gershin is a Nisa de Reis. Is a Nisa de Reis. And he mentioned the Chilim Rabbi Gershin shall be Gari Baal Korcho is Nisa de Reis. Not the Chilim Rabbi Gershin shall be Nisa Shilosh. So again, the Behuda is Lishitosi. The Chilim Rabbi Gershin shall be Gari Baal Korcho is much more homo than the Chilim Rabbi Gershin shall be Nisa Shilosh. Because the Chilim Rabbi Gershin shall be Nisa Shilosh is the Behuda is made it. That it's only the Rabbi. And that the Behuda says, in Shai's Jewish name, Behude, Chemekiro, Deye, Chube, Kufayim, Ro. So there he says, in regard to the Chem Rabbi Gershin, Shalom Yisra Shiloshim, the Tichit Zizokik, let's say, whether the Chem Rabbi Gershin applies or doesn't apply, so then we can go Mikulen. We can go Mikulen, because the Chem Rabbi Mikulen, it's not more homo than Yisra Rabbi of Chazal. But, Mashiim, Kim, the Chem Rabbi Gershin, Shalom Yisra Shishabal Kocho, so he mentions it. That's the Reise. So the Meir, since it's the Reise, so if it's a question between, let's say, in connection with the Nisho, that Yeshua, so you join with the Loyoto. So, and the Shayim is, what kind of a heter should best give him? Should best give him a heter to be Nisa, another woman, or to be Migarish Bal Kocho? So then he says, we should give him a heter to be Migarish another woman, not to be Migarish Bal Kocho, only in connection with Beres Adas, but not in connection with Shoaso Yucho. So where is the Ram? Where does the Ram say that the Chilim Ram Migarish Migarish Bal Kocho involves in Yisra Raise? So he mentions the Chumas Ram, Simen Lametches, Chumas Lametches, in the Chumas Ram, the Ram discusses the Shaila, a certain husband, so he took his shmuye that he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. And his wife didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. And there was no din of kriye. And there was no din of kriye on the wife that she should go with him to Eretz Yisrael. You know, the halacha is that the Baal can be kingpin, but there are certain prerequisites. So in other words, there it was a situation where he couldn't be king. Let's say it was very difficult to get to Eretz Yisrael under the circumstances of the case. So mainly he couldn't force the woman to go with him to Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't force the woman to go to Eretz Yisrael. And even if we say that he could force, so what does it mean he could force? Even if we say that the circumstances were such that according to the Dinah Dimore, he escaped the Sishtilalis. What does it mean he escaped the Sishtilalis? Keeping the Sishtilalis doesn't mean that he can hit her, he can use force. If she doesn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he can use force against her. It only means keeping the Lalis, and so it means that if she doesn't want, he can divorce her, not give her the Ksuv. This is what it means, keeping the Lalis. So there she refused to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there, the Shaila is, so the Ram, the Jewish Ram passed that he doesn't have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Even though he took his way. So it's about the Reise. So he says, because he cannot, because she refuses. Now if she refuses, and you go to Eretz Yisrael by himself and leave her here, so he may even on the lab of Shiloksus of Yosu Yikra. How can you leave her here? So what's the alternative the Ram asks? So he'll give her a divorce, but she doesn't want. There is a chilim Rabbi Gersh. So he says, so how can he divorce her Bal Kocho? There is a chilim Rabbi Gersh. So he says, Viloyei El Shomim Murzoki. So first he says, Viritei Melit Moget. That's the Russian of the Ram. Shari Yishom Yizgaresh et Bal Kocho. Vinimtze Shiyem Muta Lolechet. בכל איסלאם כאילו שירצה, וחי לאשווה אבו זה, אבו זה אין הרשוי. So first of all, he says, "Mipnei haknashim ish bidovom mitzada malchus kasher omalch." Apparently, there is a law of the malchus that blocking that he cannot divorce her against his consent. So he couldn't do it. So he says, "Velo yeid," and even if there hadn't been, even if it had been possible under the law of the malchus, elu shonim lozokim sheyishchem ma'akilis bidovom uitakodes chadon egershim. Vidogo ze poshat isurei. That's the Lashon of the Ram. Vidogo ze poshat isurei b'chol Yisroel. Shel yiroyinu v'lo yishomanu isho mizgareshes ba'o kocho. V'neimrim lei liodom lifrit gidron shel yishenik. Kidei likayim shvosim. Shere afimu yisa v'rabonon teiche shel teiro b'shem al tais. Many of the shenim say that even though that even though shvuyeh is hal and misa drabonon, so that's only to be mipate or mitzvah drabonon. So if Tamon takes a shwe to be mipate or mitzvah drabonon, so then the shwe is hal. Masha'inke, if he takes a shwe to be mipate, to be ive, become pasi and misa drabonon, let's say, if somebody will take a shwe, not to dabble in minche one day, so then the shwe will be hal. Because it's only bitul mitzvah. But if someone will take a shvuye to eat psari becholo, is bikum baseh, that many of the shenim say that the shvuye is not chal. The shita zaramam is the contrary. The shita zaramam is that even if somebody takes a shvuye to eat chotzi shiur veile, so it's chal. But there are many of the shenim, because it's not mifresh batero, but there are many of the shenim who say that if someone takes a shvuye to behave or bikum baseh, so they, even though it's a mitzvah rabbonon, let's say, to eat psari b'cholo, or to eat, let's say, hatishabol, so to become maseh to eat it, so to be aveir, so then the shvui is not chal. The shvui is not chal. So it's a shvui asher, the shvui is not chal. And it's so the Ran says, but he uses a different lashon. What we call kumvaseh, he calls shenol paiseh. But it means the same thing. In other words, to eat psari b'cholo, that he called shevel taisi. We use the expression kumbasei, but he uses the expression shevel taisi. In other words, because the rabbonim say, the rachomim say, al taase, don't eat psari b'cholo. So he said, v'neimel leodom b'vret kido shal v'shenim, ked v'kayim shvose, sh'ari afiru yisa v'rabbonim deiche shal teiro b'shevel taisi. וחיד דליגריש מרשוי אף להניחו אדונו ולמח לארץ ישראל מרשוי ונמצא שכל מבדורו ששבו עזרו יצריכו היתה חוכה. So in other words, the Ram passes that it doesn't even have to be matter the Shvui, because the Shvui is the matter of our mitzvah, because to leave his wife in Chutz Lorenz and go to Eretz Yisrael is negative Torah, Shirok Susamin also Nika. To be Migarish about Korcho is also against the Torah, because there is a Chirin Rab Migarish. So Mele is not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he has to, and if his wife person refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, he has to stay with her here, until she agrees to take a get. So then, he'll divorce her and he'll be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. But as long as she refuses to accept the get, the Shuvas Aram pass means he cannot go to Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't even require to make it at all. No, so we could say that the pshat in the Shuvas Aram is, since he mentioned the Shitas of Shemi, that to do an aveira in the Rabbonon become Vasei, so Shuvah is not Chal, he calls it Shema Paisa. So Shvui is not chal. So that's why Shvui is not chal. So the Yehuda is Midayik, and it's a good deal from the Loshin of the Shvui Zeran, because he says Shari Afiru Yisurin Rabbonon Teich Shal Tirem Shevata. He says Kolshkin here. So what's the Kolshkin? So it appears from the Loshin of the Ram that here it's much more than being able or than Shvui to be able is a Rabbonon. He mentions the right. It's a kawachemer of life. If there are certain Rishonim who say that even Ishmael to be Eber, Bishab al Taisi, which means become Vaseh, to Elisa Rabbonon, so the Ishmael is not Chal, doesn't even require the Chochom.
certainly here.
So here, according to Olshi, even according to Rambam, who says that the Shui is to be evil, and he said, Rabbanon b'kum ma'aseh, so then the Shui is. But here it's right. Here it's right. And there, many mention that the Behute himself, he says himself, because the Behute in Yoladeh, Shalichus Yadeh, in the Kupayim Bo, so the Behute says that it's only the Rabbanon, and we don't apply the Chimor of the Reis Achimor of Yashim. But there is no stimulant because there the Nehuda discussed the Chirin Rabbi Gershon of Shaloi Misa Shinoshi. So that according to the Nehuda is only the Rabbono. But the Chirin Rabbi Gershon, Shaloi Gershi Shabal Kocho, that is the Reis. Now we have to understand. What's the Pshat? What is it? Is the same Rabbi Gershon? Is the same Rabbi Gershon? So why should one Chirin be one Chirin be involved in Israel Reise, and the other Chirin only involved in Israel. Only involved in Israel. Now that the Behude himself, so he mentions that the Chirin Shalom Migarish Bal Kokhe is much more common than the Chirin of Shalom Isa Shteinoshi, because in regard to Shalom Migarish Bal, Shalom Isa Shteinoshi, so the Rashba says that there is a time only up to the Aleph HaShishi. So the Kashi is, but there are a number of poskim achim kat Rashba. There are a number of poskim, and the Yom Shishrimbe says that the Maram Rutenberg is achim kat Rashba, because the Maram Rutenberg mentions Chen Rabbi Gershon, and the Maram Rutenberg was already at the beginning of the Aleph HaShishi, at the very beginning of the Aleph HaShishi, and still he mentions Chen Rabbi Gershon in Tokfo, and then even according to the Rashba, but the Rashba will be made that if it's not effective, the Aleph HaShishi, it's not effective on the score of Chen Rabbi Gershon, but it's effective on the score of Takonis Rabbi Tam. So why is it mocho? So the answer is that the Behude himself, he points out, he says, first he mentions the Jewish Rashi, that there is a time. And then he says, how we became this, what does it mean, how we became this? It doesn't mean how we became this, even among the Ashkenazim. Today it's already dispassion. But originally, even among the Ashkenazi, the Chen Rabbi Gershon Shalom Isa Shteinoshi was not niskabel in all the Nekemis among the Ashkenazi. Masha'imke, the Chen Shalom Garish Shabal Kocho was nispashto b'cholim. It's probably, doesn't mean nispashto b'cholim even among the Sfardim, but it means nispashto b'cholim among the Ashkenazi.
If it's a
Doraisa,
then how can we not nispashto b'cholim?
1 second. It's a deraisa vis-a-vis those who are mikabel, but vis-a-vis those who are not mikabel, it's not a deraisa. After all, the Torah doesn't say you cannot be migarish bal kocho. If it is a deraisa, so in other words, so there is a certain deraisa that obligates us to comply with Chen Rabbi Gershon. So, but it only obligates those who are mikabel, but those who are not mikabel, so it doesn't obligate. Now, so let's see, so in other words, so that means that the Nei Behude, himself agrees with this Mechut in regard to the Chen Rabbi Gershon Shalom Isa Shteinoshi, that is only the ticket of the Rabban. But he's only Chilek on his Mechut in regard to the Chen Rabbi Gershon Shalom Isa Shteinoshi. Why is this Chen Rabbi Gershon different than the other? All right, so Mishlei according to the Rashba, so we understand. So that means that the Chen Rabbi Gershon, or Shalom Yisrael Shteinoshi, had a time with the Aleph HaShishi. Now we are already in the Aleph HaShishi. So true, as the Yom Shishlei points out, that the same Takonet was reaffirmed by Rabbi Tam. So apparently the Buddha holds that only the Chen Rabbi Gershon has a Chimer of the Raisei. But Takonis Rabbi Tam does not have a Chimer of the Raisei. But it appears from the Behude that even if we say like the Yam Sheshleim and all the poskim who are chilikan HaKashbo and who say that Meimo Moishomanu that Rabbi Gershon imposed the time limit, still the Chirem Shalikari Bal Kocho is much more humble than the Chirem of Shalisa Shemosh. So he mentions the Raya from the Chumisaran that the Chirem Shalikari Bal Kocho is the Raisa. But that Ram doesn't say anything about the Chirem, about the comparative stringencies of the two Haromi. Maybe that Ram will say the same thing in regard to the Chirem Shalisa Shemosh. So that he takes it for granted. That what the Ram says in regard to the Issa Shom Rikash Bal Kocho does not apply to the Issa of Issa Shemosh. Why? Because it was especially the Cholam Kenis, as the Mechava says. We see now. Simen Aleph, Sifu, Rabbi Gershon Hechri, Ala Nesi Alishke. אבל במקום אלוהי יחד, וכן בערוסי, ולא יפושטו תקונוסי בכל הארצות, ולא יחדי עם אלו עציף ואלו חמישי, ובכל הדוס פסנו, like the Rashi. So he mentions ולא יפושטו תקונוסי בכל הארצות. So what do you mean בכל הארצות? So they point out, it means even among Ashkenazi, now it's posht among everybody, even among the Svarim. But in that day, so in these days, so it will be poshto takonosi b'chol ha'arotzis even among the Ashkenazim. Masha'im came, the Issa Shalikarish Bal Kocho, that was poshto in Ashkenaz b'chol ha'arotzis. But Svarim not. So because of that, the Yehuda says that there is a difference in the stringency of the Chirem Shalikarish Bal Kocho, even a little bit of Yam Sheshleimei, that there is no time limit, and the Chirem shall be garnished to Shomolko. Be garnished to Shomolko. Now let's see a certain, in Simen Aleph, let's turn to Simen Aleph. Now, and the Hagoy is Ramon, and this Mechad, Rabbi Gershon Hechim al Anisei, al Ishtu, al Rubom Eloyach, Vechim Barus, even a Reitzer, Vechim וכן בערוץ, אם נראית זה הוליך מייסה לו ליפטי, so לא יחד, but there are the שיטים האחרת. And there is the שיטה of the Mordechai, so in other words, there are two Mordechais. One Mordechai says the same thing as the Rashi, בו כניץ ולא יחד, בשבון ולא יחד, בערוץ ולא יחד. And then there is another Mordechai that says that he barus echid. Okay. Even if it's lich neizel mitzvah, bo adim b'chol mokin sheyishbichu mitzvah, ki sheshoy mishnei es hashonim lo yoldo. So Mordechai here is hachiris and rashbo umarampadve. So then that loy echid. Omnom yishchid. Usvir le dechirei dechim rab negar shmei gafu b'mitzvah. ואפילו עם מוקניות, והוא בצורך לחץ, זה סגוי סבור. So the first sheet is the Mordechai, the other sheet is the אגוי סבור. ואגוי סבור דחי מבומס, ואגוי סבור דחי מקסובס. ובמוקן שאינו ראשינו בזכר, שאינו כגן של שתתס, אוי שהוא מנדים לגרשו, ונראה את זה להתארגן ממנו, יש להוקן להתלו לביסה אחרס. וכל שכן, אם יערוסו, ונראיתו לינוס אלי, או יליפתם אלי. So the Ramo says יש לו. Now there is a machlokes between the Nisi Kerim. What does the Ramo mean? That במוקים שינו רישינו בת גרש, כגיד שנשתתש, או שהוא מנהדין לגרשו, ונראיתו לי כרגת ממנו, יש לו הוקי לו להתי לו לניסה אחרס. Does it mean יש לו הוקי לו להתי לו לניסה אחרס? Without that אמיר רבונים? Or only with that אמיר רבונים? Alright, so that there is a machlokes. So then he says, now let's see the two. Let's see the the Dark Initiate in the Tour of Venezia and similar. So, the tour says, in similar to the Spirit of Olivia, so he says, the tour doesn't even mention the Chen Rabbi Yash in similar. It doesn't even mention. So, he was his father, so he doesn't even mention. Then the Preciose does mention it. The tour says like this: Neisi Odom Kamenoshi, the Omarobe, Neisi Odom Kamenoshi, the Epshel, the Mekam Bisikukai. Because there is a machlekes in the Womedav Samach, Dalet Samachel, between Rabame and Rome. Rabame says, even though we didn't ignore it, it's Mutia, to be Neisi. But if a man marries another woman, so then is the first wife can force him to give her a get and give her a suit. This is what Rabbah says. Kipis, Rabbah says no. As long as he is able to support all of them, so we are not keeping for him, she cannot be keeping for him that he should divorce her and give her the exit. So Neisi Odom Kamonoshi, so he passed like Rome. Domarobe Neisi Odom Kamonoshi, he would have shown me a visible guy. Whom we call working, but of course, if he is not rich and he cannot support the two wives, so then he may call it the Rome. So the first wife can force him through best to be keeping the best, he should be keeping for him that he should divorce her. And give it a suit. Umikol mokim nos lechachon meitzteivo shal yisod om yisod dal noshi ki yidei shi yagil chalachas ima bechidish. Uvimokim shi yish lakone shal yisod om yish achas hilchen acharam. So that means, even within a digmor, if it's in a place, if somebody married a woman in a place where the minig is not to have more than one wife, so then he's not allowed to marry another woman without the consent of his first wife. As a matter of fact, there is a Targum in Rus.
If his wife gave the consent, so then it was Mutter. But
the subsequent Chenach Migash, even with the consent of the wife, there is still a Chenach Migash. So this is what he says. If there is a minute, here he says, Umokim Shishtakone. But the Shulchan Aruch says, so, Umokim Shinoadu, Shalom Yisra al Rishon, Achas, Eir Rashoim, Riso Yisra Achas al Rishon. Not after Takone, not if the general practice is that no one has more than one wife, then it's us. But it's mentioned, if his wife gives him the shoes, then he's allowed. So that was the change worked by Chen Rav Nigash, that even with the issues of his wife, he's not allowed. But without the issues of his wife, so the Talmud says that even in the days of Ruzi it was us. And apparently it's also the right say, because if it is only also the Rabbonon, all right, so you could say that the Rabbonon is such a taconic dume that even in the days of Rus it already existed. So the question arises, when was the taconic made? I mean, it's not mentioned anywhere that the Chachomim or Bez Hagodol, I mean, in the early days, so one misaki such a taconic. Doesn't mention. So the Chizkuni says, now the posik of Yidani Shalom Alecho, that's a posik in here. But in Novi Rashi in the Chadishah. So anything that is not mentioned in the Torah, or what is mentioned in the in the Rikabon, in the Vim, Ksuvim, either it is implicit in serving the Raise, and then the Novi is Mazaras, or it's a Rochel Mishnah Sinai, the Novi is Mazaras, or it's a certain Rabbonon that was enacted in the early days, and then the Nevi'im, the Bais Mishnah, and the Nevi'im, are Mazar, the Jews. Not violent. But the question is here we don't see that the Chachomim were, the Obez Nagodol, let's say, is even before the Beis Hamikdosh was built, the first Beis Hamikdosh, because that was in the time, the Gael, that was before the building of Beis Hamikdosh. That's when the time of Rus, and David HaMelech is a descendant of Rus. So it was before the building of the first Beis Hamikdosh, and then it was already Osir. It's not mistaken that there was such a taconic dume. And if there was such a taconic dume, so the question arises, when was it made? But the Chizkuni says that this comes to marry a woman, a second wife, without the consent of the first wife, comes within the posse of Idobar Mishne. So the Gemara learns how Idobar Mishne will be Shes Chavere. But the Chizkuni says that applies Idobar Mishne, Rohi Rukosa. Then it's not inconsistent with the point. Anyway, so there is a lease there. Without the consent of the first wife, so then it's all. And that is what the tool means. Umokim shishtakoni doesn't mean it akoni. It means umokim shishmine. And the Bechara says umokim shishmine. So lisa mishachas hilchen ahamim. So then it might be also in the Bible, say, according to the Chizkuni. So he said, and then the Bez Yosef says, because of Harashbo, B'chumen, min adeim esho mitikin rab nigerosh b'cho, ki dikei nat menoshim shom chayim nigerosho, v'afim nubotim shabarotay tse, ki isho shesho asho in Bible, asho roshonim v'ryoto, sob rani isho mitikin b'ze harab. Zah. Umikom okay, baby, yoy tikei. So you see that the Rashbo was not 100% complete. He says, first of all, he says that Kidume, that Rabbi Gyarsh was not misaki what he needs. And then he says, baby, tikei. So from the worship of the Rashbo himself, we see that he had an element of doubt in his mind as to whether Ich habe gerne schon ein Kleid der Kinder in die Bibel, wo gebiet so an hat. But we have a conversation between the Mordechai and the Agoyes Mordechai, the Ramomish. Und wir kommen auch in den Winken, wir leute gehen. Und wir sind da kommen und wir posten auf den Kopf, wo wir sind. Wir leute mit Wurles Provinzien. Provinzien, leute mit Provinzien, als Muchen mit Zorbas. Wo ich schon mal noch ein Posten. Und meistens in den Gemeinen, mit einem Rechonen, weil ich meinte, שנוסו איש או אישה, והחיר עם רב, ומחוש השירות המגודו הזה מהיר עוד עד כאלה. וכותה, מעביד בשני אישיר השופעו, שאיסקי רב נגיעו שלו, עתיד פועל להם החמישי. סודן את זה, בדעת מישי זה. ואי, בפסיוסת וכמון, עם עיניים בו, ועם נגדיקי. אלוקי פרים ראית זה אחת, אם איכות לא סובית נושא. אם כל בוקר נראה, ובזמן הזה, אינו נפתריכם מי לאנושים להם. So he says, and the documentation says, that's a double portion of it. The people don't know it's a double hashishi, but if somebody married another woman, so Besen is getting to divorce the other second. And in regard to this divorce in the second wife, there the chilin of the Gershon shall engage for a couple certainly doesn't apply. That everybody says. Because the whole Nisuyim was grounded in itself. So the male, so he says that even though now it's the Elf HaShishi, and the Rajbo says that in the Elf HaShishi, so Rabbi Gershon's chilin doesn't apply, but still, if somebody will marry his second wife, the best thing would be keeping to divorce the second wife and to keep the first one. Why? But Rabbi Gershon didn't apply the Takoneh. The answer is, as the Yom Shemoyim says, even according to the Rajbo, that Rabbi Gershon himself did not apply this Takoneh to the Elf HaShishi, but Rabbi Tam, he reaffirmed this Takoneh and he didn't impose any binding on it. So maybe it's keeping this in the Gary, the second wife, because of the Takonis Ramletam, not the Takonis Ramligershin, because of the Takonis Ramletam. But still he says, she says, Omikon Bokimire, Bizman Hazeh, Eilun Tzichim Meir Anoshim Hatim. Where there is a good cause to be Matir, let's say, Shor Yuchoni, or she's in Verus Adas, where there is a good cause to be matria, so we don't have to, so the documentation passage means that we don't have to have hetabeira. In other words, one bezin, a bezin move can give a head. Einon sticha mi amash mat, do for kolos malakzir, ve yitzom yi cheta klal, pushikotsu hakinsis, vo ashk, vish beitz, ako isosh, vish beitz, vilochei, he says, Mishikos v'akitzer v'ashter v'beitze, he doesn't mean Teisves and Agoy Soshre and Beitze do not discuss this question. They discuss another question, because there the Gemara says to Beitze, that in Bezim Yochel v'akum v'imre p'res t'chavir, ki god men v'chofim v'minyen, so Teisves and Agoy Soshre and Beitze, that is only Shayach if the previous Bezim, didn't put it on me. But if the previous Bezim, who is God, then this Bezim, so, relative to this person, to the contemporary person, impose the time limit, so then you don't need the person to go to the hospital with dominion to be matter. So then any person can be matter. Since the previous person who has got the hospital with dominion imposed the time limit. So Mary says, Lochem Avalpi, Shadayim Deyaki, Xeras Akoyen, what does it mean in Xeras Akoyen? On the score of Takonis Ramletam, Mikol Boke, Hagzimo Kvobotlo, Umikam Meile Yichino Leminek, Sheno Adul Ahmi, Viyato Rashoi Vahadet Meneh. Viyato Shoi Vahadet Meneh. So we may let, but Heter, Meyo Rabboni, he doesn't mean that. So we see that the Dakimish said as follows. Dakimish said as follows. In view of the fact that the chirim of Rabbi Gershon was imposed only up to Elf HaShishi. So Jew, we are not allowed to marry two wives. Because this takone was reaffirmed by Rav Natan. He doesn't mention here Rav Natan, but the Yom Shishloimi mentions Rav Natan. So the Mele, but the Mele doesn't require a head of Yahweh. So in other words, what does it mean? Because even though Rav Natan reaffirmed the takone of Rav Nigyashi, but Rav Natan didn't mention Etamei Rabbani. Who mentioned Etamei Rabbani? Rav Nigyashi mentioned Etamei Rabbani. Rav Natan didn't mention Etamei Rabbani. So the Mele, if we say, so the declaration is saying is the following. If we say that Rav Nigyashi himself did not impose a time limit, so the Mele, even so we require a head of the Rabbani, because the Arishim say that Rabbi Nigyashi applied his chirim, even Mokemit. So, in order to be Muteya, so we must have the Meir Rabbani who will be matter. What does head of the Rabbani mean? Head of the Rabbani doesn't mean just a deny. Rabbi Nigyashi made me stipulate that in order to be matter, that it should be Muteya. For a man to marry a second woman, so then it must be made difficult. It's not, the Kavona of Rabbi Gershon was not to make it difficult. Why should he try to make it difficult? The Pshat in Rabbi Gershon is, when Rabbi Gershon was misaki, that no one is allowed to marry a woman, to marry a second wife. So he says, so if there is no good cause, as to why we should be allowed to be married, so then under no circumstances can it be given a head. But even in a certain time, it will appear to them that there is a hardship situation that justifies giving a head to the husband to marry another woman. So then the Meir Rabboni, they have to take off the chirim of Rabbi Gershon. So it's not that Rabbi Nigyashi was misaking him. You have to work hard in order that it should be allowed. It's not just, Rabbi Nigyashi could have stipulated that line, that before he basically gives a heter to a husband to marry another woman, so the person must fast 7 days. He could have stipulated it. But that wasn't the kavone of Etamei Rabbani. In other words, that Bezdin shouldn't be quick in giving a heter. No, that wasn't the kavone. The kavone of Rabbi Gershon's takone was that there is an iser to marry a second wife under all circumstances, even if there is the best reason, even in a hardship situation, it's still awesome. But in the case of a hardship situation, let's say mishtakis or whatever hardship situation there is, let's say she is a palace woman, it's impossible to live with her, with this woman, it's impossible to live with her because she is a big palace woman, or she is a nichbeis, let's say, and it's impossible. So it's impossible to live with her. So then Rabbi Nigyashi authorized a subsequent person the authority to repeal Israel, to revoke Israel. True, there is a roche, a best doch and the party of the best chavire, and we can go to men of the chokmo and again, and of course, a subsequent best is not as great as Rabbi Gershon, that goes without saying, but here Rabbi Gershon himself, if the previous best stipulates and delegates authority to a subsequent best, who is on a lower level than the previous person, to repeal then a Besni Kotlin can also be mivatel, a takon of a Besni Kotlin. It's only when the Besni Kotlin did not authorize a Besni Kotlin to be mivatel. But here Rabbi Nigyashi himself authorized a Besni Kotlin to be mivatel Yisrael, to revoke Yisrael in a hardship situation. So Under what circumstance, says Deuteronomy Gershon, authorize a subsequent person to be mevatel Yisraelim? In a hardship situation, but just like that. So suppose there is no hardship situation. But Hanan Chabonim signed the heter. I mean, today it wouldn't be difficult to get a heter mei Rabonim. It's just in a normal situation. So then it would still be awesome. Because then we would apply the aloche of investing Yochel and Batil to invest the Chaveh of the Kodesh of Namiyan. Never mind the 100,000 or 10,000. They are still on the lower level than the Negashim. But in a hardship situation, in Washi, in Yichvetz, or Shor, Yuchoni, Shor, Yuchoni, Miliondo, I mean, where there is a good reason, Al-Pedin a good reason. So there, Rabbi Gershon, under such circumstances, Rabbi Gershon delegated authority to a subsequent Bezin Kotten to be mevatel Yisdakoneh. But he doesn't mean that in a harsh situation, so it's good. No, the Chayim Rabbi Gershon applies under all circumstances, even in a harsh situation. But in the hardship situation, a Bezin Kotten has the authority to be Mivatil Chayim Rabbi Negashim, even though Rabbi Negashim was a Bezin Kotten. So Mimele, he says, so that was Rabbi Negashim's Chayim. But the Takone of Rabbi Netam wasn't like that. Takone of Rabbi Netam, Rabbi Netam only reaffirmed the Chayim Rabbi Negashim. But in a hardship situation, so Rabbi Netam did not ask. So Mimele, if there is a hardship situation, so then it's muta, so there is no takanas Rabbi Netam. But of course, who will determine whether there is a hardship situation or not? So a person of daily has to determine whether there is a hardship situation. But that doesn't require hetamei rabboni. Hetamei rabboni, why? Why did Rabbi Gershon say hetamei rabboni? Why? Meir Rabboni, so some say because I think that the Mishidoba and Yitziv says because the Loshin of the Gemara in Hirius is Meir Sheyoshvu Leiris. So why does the Gemara mention Meir Sheyoshvu Leiris? Why Meir or why? Well, Bez Nagodu is Ein Alef. Here the Gemara mention more than Ein Alef. So why Meir? Apparently Meir represents the biggest minion of Chachmei Yisrael. So that means, in other words, Meir Sheyosh Vuehera is, I think, that the Mishidoba says. That Meir Sheyosh, when you have a heter of competent Talmidei Chachomim, not just collecting, you know, 100 signatures as it is customary today. I mean, you send by mail to every member of an organization and tell him to sign. He doesn't even know what it's all about. I mean, I was, now they stop sending me letters because I never affixed my signature. But many years ago, I used to get every week, every month, I used to get from some rov that I should affix my name. So what Rabbi Gershon meant, he meant that if Meir Rabbonim Talmidei Chachomim, who know of the case, and if they decide that to take off, to repeal the Chayim Rabbi Gershon, so that means Meir represents the greatest million of Chachmei Yisrael, that's like Kol Chachmei Yisrael of the Dor. Meir represents like an opinion of the unanimous opinion of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. That's why Rabbi Yashar is like it. So this is what Darkination says. This is what Darkination says. The Bisman Azeh, so since he relies on the Rajvish, that Rabbi Yashar himself imposed the time limit. But the Tzeitakone was reaffirmed and reenacted by Rabbi Netam. And when it was reaffirmed and reenacted by Rabbi Netam, then it was Mispashei B'chol HaTzinek. Then it was Mispashei B'chol HaTzinek. But as it so, but the Takone, the reenactment by Rabbi Netam, so did not include a provision that this takone, this is there, applies under all circumstances. Rabbi Gersh himself asked Lisa Shteiroshim under all circumstances, even in a hardship situation. But in a hardship situation, he delegated authority to the Chachmei Yisrael, Mayor Rabbonim, to be mivater Yisrael. If they will think that there is a hardship situation. But until the Chachmei Yisrael, the Mayor Rabbonim, are mivater Yisrael, so then it is also even in a hardship situation. Rabbi Tam, however, he only asked it, his takone was that it's also in a non-hardship situation. But in a hardship situation, it's not also. So maybe we don't need, Meir Rabbonim, we only need one best of Talmidei Chachamim who will verify, who will establish that this particular situation is a hardship. This is what he said. ומכל מוקים נראה למעזי לא הצליחו מהנושם הרדיו. דוקו, כל הזמן הצעירה, לצורך את הכלל, להכיז ואשרי ושמיץ, לא חנה בו כשתאי מי יציר את הכלוי מקום, הצעירי כמו בוט, ומקרבים לחילו למיניק שנועד להחמיר, או לדמין אלו את מיניק. In other words, so then it is Biyad Torah Shul Hagrid. Because what is the keyach of Takonis HaTzibur? If the Tzibur is Misake, it's not Takon. Let's say if the Tzibur is Misake, that no one should eat Posochutz. I mean, this is a common Takon. That in other words, the Posoch that is brought over from another town, no one should be allowed to eat. So how could we not allowed to eat? It's not that the Tzibur, I mean, plain Jews, they can impose a Shem Niser on Bosakut, I mean, they are not Beznagodu, they are not Chachmei HaKabole that could impose a Shem Nivele on Echtiche that with Raisi does not have Shem Nivele. So what is the keach of the Tzibur to Asa Bosakut? In other words, because there is so it's two issues. It's based the prichodosh in kuntres aminogim. So he discussed it. So it's based upon two issues. One is the gemara in Pesachim that bnei bishul noah bishul lahaflik be'erev Shabbos mitzvah. So then, and that was a minhag that a practice that was adapted by the ancestors of bnei bishul. Then they came to the Chachomim and they wanted to be martyred. So he said, Avisichem Noagu B'Yisea, so Meire, Shema B'Yinu Sarabichom Altidish Derasemecho. So that means, if somebody is either on Takonis HaTzibur, he is either on the Posik of Altidish Derasemecho. Imecho Zeh Yisroat. And then there is another Gemore that's in Ilorim, Dvorim Amutorim Vachim Noagu B'Yisea, Yat Rashim Yad B'Neyem. So that has reference to two cases. One case is where one person is naming a certain chumreh zisyob just for himself, so then he becomes an edam erabono, and then if the tzibo is naming something, so he becomes an edam erabono. Let's say, like in Hogim, the Shomoruch mentions, let's say 9 days, Shavuosh Chalis, Tishim Tisechei, Nakim Boso, so they come within the Yisrael of Tishneros in Echor, and also within so the Meire, he says that since Rabbi Gershon imposed a time limit on Yisraelim, but it was reaffirmed and reenacted by Amitam. What's the Kirch of Amitam? Amitam was not Bez Nagoro, but the Kirch of Amitam is Amitam was a Godla Dor. So the Meire, whatever Takoni he made, and if it was Mispashit Mitzibur, is considered as a Takoni Satzibur. So the Meire, so it's considered as Takonis HaTzibur. But Rabbi Tam only asked Yisro Shteiroshim in a non-hardship situation, but in a hardship situation not. But we have to have a basin that will pass through, that will determine that this is a hardship situation. So he says, So we are showing alright, now, then he says, Umashi Kosa, the Bibomer Goza, Buddha Sorifo, Omamagoy Smokai, Bibomes, which was having a big there, that Mokinu, Yibu, Nei Kher Rabbi Yash, the case is Lachet, the Himashma goes both of the Xubis, the Himkosa, the case of the Kacheris, Und man macht von Polishom, ich habe nicht so etwas. Wie kann man sagen, schon, nicht die Mitschoni, Mutter die Sache, wie kann man sich mal umwollen, per ich auch hier, die wo kann ich in Mitzvah mit Dike Rabbi Gersh. So hier Menschen, sie machen sich zu schämen, wo der Rabbi Gersh himself, er bleibt in Schreiben, schon ist es die Noschi, wie wo kann ich Mitzvah, oh nein. But even if we say that Rabbi Gersh himself did apply wie wo kann ich Mitzvah, but, so that was only before the Alev HaShishi. But now it's Alev HaShishi and these youngs like the Rajvo, so it's not binding on the score of Chen Rabbi Gersh, it's only binding on the score of the reenactment by Rabbi Natan. So the Mele, there, so in Mimoki Mitzvah, the Rabbi Natan Stakone doesn't apply. This is what he said. Oh, umaram pavve simen yutes kosad v'yachad shesho yutshon in yishte shemuta misa acheres. יחי גם נביגוזה, רבי נגרש נגוי, וכי כוסה ברשבו, וכי כוסה שנדלת, מרי כאילו בשיר את ברשבו, על כל אוכל תיקים רבי נגרש לא ניסי שאני סנסוי עלי, אבל איך שלא ינוסו, לראות שוב על זה, ואימי יחיכם ומיכתב לקסוי, ועל כל אוכל ישראל ושיר חסוס ואיני, אם איתים צריכים ואיני, טוב או פושב, והוא יקטינו להכניס, וקטינו למיכתב ומיכתב, שלעד ומיס ישראל, וכל שמידים זה, שנמצא מדי איתו, שמיכתפנו מיכתב, אפילו הוא יישא ובסוס יגמורו, ולוהד, אבל אפילו במסור גמורו, היתר הרשבו ויסה אחרס, איך שיוצא מדי איתו, וזה משאיל השאל, הוא אישו, אשר נוסר השם ממודי, היו איזה סיכוס ואין בו דאס, ויורים ורים, אם אין רשו יוויסה אחרס, מחפש חיר רבי גרש, תשוב, חיר רבי גרש, ונספש את גמורים, והדאס נגד שהוא יגוזה בכל הנושי, ובכל הנגש, שהוא יוסו יוויקסר בפני הפריצים המאורים שסיים, שהוא יקרו, אבל לא ילדה שיספש את הכנוסת, באיזה שעום, חכומים שניצים שרואים כסובים, כולה. נראה לי שלא עושה את הכל הלכת לפרוצים, כולה. אבל ראינו שעומבו, שהוא מנדין או מאחיר וגם יש מיסה אחרס, ועוזר לגוז על הגוי. אפילו הוא יישא את הכל הלומץ. כל שמי ששומענו, שהוא לגוז עליו מזמן הציב עוד חמישי. ופירוך מה שנראה בין לדעס, לגוז על הצדיק וכל מה שמה אותי ומות עליו. עד כל שם. So the Rashi said it's two things. First of all, that Rabbi Gershi was not Gezer prior to Erev HaShishi, he was not Gezer Mimoki Mitzvah, and then, after Erev HaShishi, he wasn't Gezer altogether. Vinirali, he says, Da'amekel Lihism, we say the Chaldim Ramatir in Lihism, Shai Kisavtu Rino, Shai Goza, Mishum Shashi, Sederai Yisrael, Ve'ini Yolat HaKomet Ba'ome, Uvishal Seifrim Homach HaChameiki, Kol Shkid HaKomet Ba'ome. So what does the Rabbi say here about Kiddush? Vis-a-vis, the Chirim Shalitza Shlinoshim, that it's only the Rabbi. So even though he says, first of all, the Rashi Shiki is that Rabbi Gershon's Chirim was only up to Erev HaShishi. But the documentation was very much aware that the Yom Shishrimi held that there was no title. So he says, we don't have to be Machmir, because even in the Rabbonon of Chazal, that was elected by the Chachonim, by the Tanoim, we say, HaMeikim Hibzit, Allah has come over Chamo, it's a Kalma Chimea, that Chim Rabbi Nigersh, so it's a Shlinoshi, is, so, since it's a Sofik, so mainly we can be like, so the Rambo says here in so many words, in connection with Chim Rabbi Nigersh, so it's a Shlinoshi, that it does not have a Chim Rabbi Nigersh, it has only a Chim Rabbi Rabbon. Now, let's see another thing. Turn to Simon Samachlo, Kishono Femenez. See, Gimel. Also, we shades there the Mechaber, and it's in the Samach Bo. See, Gimel discusses the Aroche of also we shades Shoachas Mutsu. So, if a woman lost a Ksube, so then the husband is Mechuyev to execute another Ksube. He's not allowed to live with her without executing another Ksube. Now, in Kosav Lo Ksube, in Erdo, הוא שמוכו לי, ודווקא שכוסו לי הסתברותי כסובוסי, צורך לכתיב אחרת מעיקר הכסובים, שאוסו ליאודום, מי שישי מישתי שואחס, ולא יקסו. נאי, תצא את הכל לחכום. וואי עוד לחכום עם מסעקי. את אוסו ואישתי, אוסו ואודום, מי שישי שואחס, אז אישתי, ולא יקסו בו, because של מתיהי קלו בין אופנצי. That was את הכל לחכום. של קלו בין אופנצי. So המוס אז, ואיון קם, בסימן קופטס וו, it's not kufte zayin. So, it's not kufte zlo. If we mock it, then we gash, rak me rotsi no isho, in tzorich lich di ksuvo. So where does it, is it mentioned? It's mentioned in connection with Mahanis, it's a ksuvo. So there is a loche of the yucha vishalcho kolomo, with the rain seeker a divorcer. Shalom midaito, of course, if she wants to get, then there is no iser, even by Mahanis, it's a ksuvo. If she asks, for he gets, then he is allowed to divorce her. But Shaloi died without her consent, so he is allowed to raise her, and now this is absolutely divorce. So there it's mentioned, suppose he won't take suve. The man is absolute, won't take suve, then she lost the suve, it's not clear to write about it. Because the whole reason as to why it's also not an issue of the suve is because she will take a carabin of the Itzio. So that is only Shayach if he can divorce her. But by man is absolutely not allowed to divorce her. So how is a child to say Kalabin of the Itzio? How is a child to say Kalabin of the Itzio? So by him, we come on see the Kufan Zayin, the Mokim Shiri Garshin, Rak Merot Zin Isha, and so on, the Tiksubo. That means, by man is absolutely in King is Manazze. Vimdini Zeyu, Shiri Garshin, Baal Kocho, Shal Isha, Mishimcheo, Rabni Garshin, וכמושית בו יורקם נמצאים כפייטס, הוא יואף שם להוקר בקסיב הסקסור. אבל אין אמיני כן, ואין לי שאנס. So actually he says, the Rambo says, that there is a basis to be martyr, to be make here, in קסיב הסקסור today. In every moment, it's not so important, even because since there is a חייר רב נגרשי, so it's not שייך to say קלו בין אופי יציאו. So in מילה, it should be מותר, to be שייר ולא יקסור. As a matter of fact, if, let's say, he's become a king, the fact is that whenever a ksum is executed, there is Kabbalah's king. And when there is Kabbalah's king, then there is no isya of lishis ishti shu'achas of the ksum. When is there an isya of lishis shu'achas of the ksum? Well, there is no Kabbalah's king. But where there is Kabbalah's king, so because some king and chzibah he made, so even if she is Orthodox of also, there is no Issa to be shared. But the Rambo here discusses a case where they will not become a kingdom, because there is no aloha, that's the universal practice, that we are becoming a kingdom. We are becoming a kingdom. And that's really one of the reasons as to why we are becoming a kingdom. Because many times the Isha might use the Ksuve, and then it will be an Issa. So it will be also the Rabbonim to live with her, and many times the husband will not write another ksuve, so it will be b'isa. He'll be living with her b'isa. So because that's the reason as to why it became a universal practice to become kinyan. But if you are become kinyan, there is kabbalah's kinyan, then there is no, and the ksuve is otto, there is no isa of lishishach ksuve. But the Rambo says, when the Rambo says here, that if we vote, you shouldn't have to write another ksuve, he means even if we know that it won't become a king. Because just as we say, as the Shkonor says, in regard to Mahanis Lapsuva. So he says, But the meaning is that even today, if the ksuve is Ogdo, we write another ksuve. But with Saladin, the Rambo says that today, that there is a chiyuv Rabbeinu Gershon, there is a chiyuv Rabbeinu Gershon, so then, if the Isha loses the ksuve, it's all right if the husband doesn't execute the ksuve. But the minig is not. This is what Rambo says. And the writing is from the Anis Sapsu. Now look into Sifu Dalef in the Ishmael. Vai misimen kuftes vo, shomai le manis Sapsu. Yichsifu yucha mishal chokol yom. In tzorich lichnik lo ksuve. Umidame horab, means the Rambo, Ho adin lifichir rab nigarshi, in yoch nigarshi bal korcho. אין צורך לכתיב לו כסובו, ויש להם אריסה דרייסה שם. So he is masked. Dramo says that Mitzaladim, Mitzadikre, Vigine, so if a woman loses the Ksume, even if he won't have to come to Kiev, so he's not Mechuyev to write another Ksume. Just as we say, by man is absurd, because today it's not Chayach to say, Karlo Bein of Vizio, he cannot divorce her without his consent, any, without her consent anyway. So Mishmul said, no, right? Over there, with the right says, Osa to Mikasha. Will you come shout to Koyomo if it's about the right say? But here, Acher, I'm in Gersh, that's not the right say. Yeshleim, at least the right say. So we see that the Bishmuel is Chilk on the Nibiru. The Nibiru the Shiki is that vis-a-vis the Chilk on the Gersh, Shom in Gersh, Mal Kocho, Ve'yitzel is the right say. The Bishmuel Shiki is that it's only in Israel. So maybe you couldn't mention in the Raya. For a man is absurd, then it's in the Raya, so it's not coming in the Zio. But here it's only in Israel, so it is coming, so you could say, it is coming in the Zio. Anyway, so obviously, since the Ramor equates, man is absurd, equates every husband today with man is absurd, so obviously the Ramor Shiti is that just if a man is absolutely involved in his rights to the garage or like that. So today, every time a husband divorces his wife, Baal Kocho, it involves in his rights. It involves in his rights. So there is a machlokes between the Ramor and the Bishmuel on that question. But the Ramor himself, even though from this Ramor it's mashma, that he equates every husband with man is absolutely, that means he's the right say. But in the Dark Nations, in Aleph, he says, in connection with the Chen of the Gersh, Shaloi, Lisu Yisho Alishtei, that there it's only we can be made here, because Fekir Rabot Mikulei, Allah has come of the Chamo, Chen of the Gersh. So we see that not only the Nebihuti distinguishes between the two Chamoim, but he also distinguishes. Now, what's the reason? Now, the Nebihuti distinguishes on two problems. First of all, because now it's already a fascist. But the Yehuda says, he certainly implies that even before the fascist, he did not involve the Israelites. Even before the fascist. Why? Because it wasn't mispashto the whole case. Mashenki in the Chirim, Shomigamaj Balkoho, that was mispashto the whole case. So you have to understand what is it. Now, from the Ramo, it's mashto. That if somebody is Mikarish and Misho Barokoho is either an Israelite, which Israelite is their love, don't be either a Chirra or a Gersh, there is no such thing. But in Cheshmishte, in Chesedes, it's mentioned that who is possible in Israelite only if someone is either an Avera of Hamas, the Gamer, the Gazlan, or the Bribis, one of the Ksheha, Minoye, so it's an Avera of Hamas. Or, if the Aver is not an Aver of Hamas, only if there is Malkus for the Aver. It's strange, it's the Melech, it's the Cholom. But suppose he is either an Isser for which there is no Malkus, let's say somebody who talks to Shnore, is not possibly a surprise. It would be very, very sad if someone who talks to Shnore would be possibly a surprise. So we could hardly find any shame. So the halach is, if it's not an aver of chomos, only if it's an aver that changed the malchus. So the mechaber says in the chassidus, if somebody is either an ishmuye, or when he's possibly in the raisi, or if he's either al chomei hatzibur, he's possibly in the raisi. If somebody is either al chomei hatzibur, what kind of aver of the raisi does violating chomei hatzibur emal? So that is based upon the Ramban Shite in Ishved Achirem, the Ramban Shite in Ispeirush and the Chukesai. Now, so the Posik, the last Posik in the Chukesai says, it's my last Posik, it's almost at the end of the Chukesai. Kol Chirem, Asher Yocha Minoodom Lo Yipode Moisyumus, So the Gemara in Erechim and the Tereskeanim says, what does this imply? That Hayetzir Yorek, Vioma, Echol, Erki, Olai, Romaklum. Romaklum. Because in Bechikesai, because of here the Torah discusses the Erech of each person according to his age. So in other words, so the Torah says, Dabir Mishol Matali, Mishkiyaf, Nedabir, Kifon, Poshtan, Shem. Wo ihr habt Haus auch haben das im schon aber den Shishi schon wo ihr habt auch 50 Shekel Kessel Shekel Kish wie die Kabel wo ihr habt auch Shishi schon wie wir haben schon im Bad das im schon wo ihr habt auch Haus auch erst im schon dann gib das erst wie die Kabel ist da wir haben schon wo ihr habt Haus auch 50 schon dann gib ihr auch Shishi schon wie mit den Shishi schon und mein und so wo ihr habt 50 schon dann gib das auch schon so there was a fixed amount as far as Erech is concerned. Don't be, so that has to be appraised. If he says, may play your life, so he has to be appraised. How much is worth is a member that will come. But if he says, Erech, play your life, it doesn't have to be appraised. It doesn't matter how much his value would be if he were to be sold, were he to be sold as an Erech Knight, Bishop. It doesn't mean anything, even if its value would be $100,000 as an Eved Anika B'shuk, but the Erech is determined according to his age. It's a fixed amount. So this is what this pasuk implies, called Chirem HaShliach HaMin Odom. Lo Yipodem Nisim was that if someone is Nigma Adin El Arige, and another person would say, Erech claiming the one of his Nigma Adin El Arige, Olai, he doesn't have to pay anything. So the Ramban says, that's it, Rash. But in Mikro Yitzim, the Pshute. So the Pshute Shal Mikro is something else. What is the Pshute Shal Mikro? The Pshute Shal Mikro is, now we find that it's mentioned in Shmuel, Vayibdo Omes Yonosom Beloy Meis, protect so the people redeem it. But if the people, if the Israelites have not redeemed Yonosan, then Yonosan would have been executed. Why? Because he violated the Chirem, the Chol HaMelech imposed. Ishal Yitim, that was during the war, so he imposed a Chirem, that no one, Chol HaMelech, the Melech Israel, he imposed a Chirem, that no one would betray him anything, and that day. And that day. So, what right did they have to execute? Is that Chayav Mise? In where there's such a Chayav Mise? So he says, the Pshut Yishol Mikro, so the Rambam says, the Pshut Yishol Mikro. Kosub ze yotzo lehem adin haze shekompela vi Yisroel yisanet lemdemo vimamat kol Yisroel yeshi yesh lehem rishuz vimishpoto min yachimu al yiyom yilochim olay vichin yachimu al dobo roi verolo chayob mise vihu shchiyubon shol anshiyo vishgiyo vishol yinoson shol oliovi ko yasal yorikim vichayisim ki mei stomus yinoson ומנהיכון ישחי ואלמיסה, מנהגים, חוץ מן הכוסף הזה, וזהו יתרוסי של נפתוך, בביטל, כחושה, כשחורה, כשחירם נוגד ישראל חל, חול וקיום להום מסנושי, ואיבר על חומי, חי ומיסה, כאילו לא דרבייס בחומו רסיס. So that was the toys, the great wonder that was committed by נפתוך. So this posing implies that if the Melech Yisroel was not good, be Maimed Kol Yisroel. What does Maimed Kol Yisroel mean? Maimed Kol Yisroel means that it's the consent of Kol Yisroel. What if in Kol Yisroel, I suppose, we say Rubi Kikuli, if Rob Yisroel amassim, so then it's considered like Maimed Kol Yisroel. So Melech Yisroel was not good, be Maimed Kol Yisroel, if they impose a Echerem upon a certain act. And they say that anyone who will be a Iver on this act will do this and that. Any Avarian will be Iver on this. So will be Chayav Mise. So then it's Chayav Mise. But that is only shayach if it is applied against liquid people, against Havayonim. But Yiftoch just thought that he can just execute anyone just like that, not even though he's not an Havayim. That was the great blunder that Yiftoch committed. Mashayke, Shaul did not commit a blunder, because they imposed the chayim, just as Rabbi Gershon imposed the chayim. But Rabbi Gershon's, anyone who is even a chayim, Rabbi Gershon did not be chayim easy. Only Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagodol be minded called Yisroel. But Rabbi Gershon was not in Melech Yisroel, and he was not Bez Nagodol either. He was a God Lador. So the melee, it is considered like a chayim imposed by the tzibur. As long as it was mispashed by the tzibur. Let's say vis-a-vis the Sfardi, they will not be covered, so it's not considered the Chomei Atzim. So, but he says, when the Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagodol imposes a chayim, and he's machli the Avariye who is either on the chayim, so then he's mechuyev nisim. But if Melech Yisroel or Bez Nagodol will be minded, Kol Yisroel doesn't do it, just the Tzibur itself does it, so it's also an Avariye, the Raisei. But he's not chayim nisim. So that was, so Yiftach just committed a great blunder. He waited, he thought that he was in the Melech, he was a Shefet. So he thought that the Shefet has the right, you know, to be macht in the person, just like that. It's only when the Chelem is imposed upon the Avarian, the one who is able to be made. Now, so Yinoson was Mechuyev Misek. Because he was an Eber on the Chilem of his show, and that was done by Maimed Kol Yisroel with the Heskem of Rebbe Yisroel. So, but this Chiyuv Mise is distinguishable from other Chiyuv Mise, because this Chiyuv Mise is not a Chiyuv Mise for a Mezaveh, even though it involves an Averah. So, here, since the Chilem takes effect through Bayit Kol Yisroel, Bimayit Kol Yisroel, so the Mele, Bimayit Kol Yisroel, had the authority to redeem. Vayidu Omes Yinoson, we learn this. But if Kol Yisroel had not redeemed Yinoson, he would be Mechuyev Misi. Mechuyev Misi. So then, and the Ramban discusses it in great detail in the Mishpat Achilah. And there he mentions the Pirkei Rabbezeah, so in connection with Yom Shiyot. So he says, Milame Shachira Mishmo Vyashmo Yechir. Vashmo Yechir. So what does it mean, Chir? What does it mean, Shaul HaMelech imposed the Chir upon anyone that he shouldn't eat that day? That day. So what does it mean? It means that he was Mashbiah. So when we say Chir, it means that he was Mashbiah. The Gemara says in Shmuel, Oh, boy shwe, boy klole, boy shwe, boy midu. So when someone says, oh, ish, sheyasi zevize, so it might mean biteras midu, and it might mean biteras shwe, in other words, yar mashbiyahim, and it might mean just a klole like that. So the mele, chile, involves a washing of all. So the Mele said, Lamid, so Pirkei Rabbeinu said, Lamid, Shachir and Yishmur, Vashmur Yechir, because the Yiddish of someone who is Yiddish and Yishmur Yechir is glowing. He's glowing. So the Mele, so that's the Pshat in his day. That's the Pshat. Hachir and Yishmur, Vashmur Yechir. Now, you ask, how can it be Yishmur? But there is no Aloche of Muslim Piyachir. Mujim v'achilim v'ashvus bitu. There is only aloche of mujim v'achilim v'ashvus eidus, v'ashvus avikodim. Not by shvus bitu. But in Dorim I discussed it. There are many rishonim who say the ritual in shvus. He says it's not, and that is the Rambam Shita too. It's not that shvus bitu is mufke of mujim v'achilim. Shvus bitu is not mufke of mujim v'achilim. But Shmuel's Bitu, if someone would say, Ruben would say to Shimon, Mashbiacha Ani Shalitech. So it's not hard because he has no authority, he has no issues over Shimon. what authority does he have over Shimon? But the Shittas Rambam is, Reb Chaim explains it differently, but many explain the Shittas Rambam on that basis, that the Rambam says that if Reuven is Mishba, that Shimon will yield in Kones Yoshuse, so then it is Chal. Reb Chaim explains it on the basis that the Shittas Rambam is like the washing tzvos in Shavuos and Pesach Nidonim, that by Shavuos can also be Yisachar Tzeh, if he has it. But some explain Shittas Rambam on the basis of the Shittas Rambam, the Ritva mentions, the Ritva in Shavuos mentions, that the Shittas Rambam is that by Shavuos Bitul there is also Mushma Bechir. But we say that there is no Mushma Bechir, so that means if someone will say, Al Dodo Sheyi Bershusi, Mashbiacha Ani Shalom Teichu Ani, or Mashbiacha Ani Shalom Tizrich Tzcher Yahu, so in many ways, it's verbiage. Because how can he be mashbia somebody else? Because he has no authority, he has no issues over the other person. Mashayim came, if he is mashbia him, and Dorosh and Roshusei, so the Shittas Rambam is, to the Shvui Yisra. So Mujbe be Achirim, so it's not that there is no Mujbe be Achirim by Shvui's being. The Rambam Shita is there is, and the Rambam Shita is also like that. True, the Rambam Shita is that there is no Mushbe. There is no Mushbe mipi achiri, by Shvuos Bitul, even Bidom Shushu. That's the Rambam Shita. It's not like the Rambam. So the Pshat is because by Mushbe, Shvuos Bitul, there is no Mushbe mipi achiri, because no one person has the shoes over the other.